Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on daf Lamed Beis and Beis. We are at the two dots, four lines from the bottom of the page. Two dots. So Aholchin Tarfus Asurin Lases Velases Imahim. So we said that when the people are going toward their place of Avodah Zarah, so when they're going toward there, you're not allowed to do business with them. So Amar Shmuel Ovid Kolchavim Aholich Tarfus Bahalicha Aser. When he's if it's an Ovid Kolchavim that's on his way to go there. So on his way, when he's behalicha, so it's aser to do business with him. Why? The azlu modi kamei avodas kochavim, because you have to assume that he's going to go and he's going to give hoda'a to the avodah zarah. B'chazara mutter, but when he's on his way back, then it's mutter to do business with him because ma'ida hava, because the avodah zarah business is over. So now it's a new thing. He's not going to go and be moda to the avodah zarah. But Yisrael holich letarfus behalicha mutter. When it's a Jew that's on his way to go there, so then when he's on his way there, it's mutter, because we have to assume that maybe he'll do tshuva. By a Jew, you have to assume maybe he'll decide, he'll change his mind. You know what? I could do business over here. What do I need to go by the Ovdei Kochavim to do business? I could do business over here, and he won't go. Bechazara aser, but if he's on his way back, it's aser, because kiven da'avik ba mahadar hadar azil, because since he's already connected to it, so then we assume that he's going to be headed back there. So that's why when he's on his way back, even by Yisrael, it's more chamer than by an Oved Kuchavim. So frak the Gemara v'atanya, Yisrael ha'olich l'tarfus bein ba'alicha bein b'chazara aser. But wait a second, how can you tell me that when Yisrael goes there, when he's on his way there, that it's mutter, because maybe he'll be chozer? We find that we have a brisa that says that it's always aser, whether he's on his way there or whether he's on his way back. So I'm Ravashi, kitanya hi b'Yisrael mumar devaday azil. When we say that it's usher in both directions, even when he's on his way there, that's talking about a Yisrael Mumar. And by Yisrael Mumar, there's no chance of him doing tshuva. Not that there's no chance, but that we can't bank on that, because he's definitely going there. That's his thing. But if it's Yisrael who's making a big step by going there in the first place, so then maybe you could assume that he still might be chozer. But someone who's not making a big step, who's it's just what he does, so that he's vaday azil, he's going to go anyway. Fine, period. Tan Rabbanan. Ovid kochav maholich liyurid, bein ba'alicha bein b'chazara mutter. If you have an ovid kochav that's going to the yurid, Rashi says, is shuk shel avodas kochavim. It's the main marketplace of avodah zarah. Miu ovid kochav ki azil l'scharu d'azil. But when the ovid kochav is going, he's going for business. Right? He's going there to do business. So when the ovid kochav is going to the yurid, whether he's on his way there, whether he's on his way back, it's mutter to do business with him. Yisrael holich liyurid, if Yisrael is going to the yurid, ba'alicha mutter, b'chazara aser. If he's on his way there, it's mutter. If he's on his way back, it's going to be aser. Maishna Yisrael de b'chazara aser. So why is it that by a Jew, when he's on his way back, it's aser? Da amri avodas kochav mzavin, because we have to assume that maybe he sold avodah zarah and the may avodah zarah mika ba'day, and therefore he has the money that he's using in the transaction with you is the may avodah zarah, is money that was exchanged for avodah zarah. Ovid kochavim nami, but then why don't we have the same concern by an ovid kochavim? Neima avodas kochavim zavin, demei avodas kochavim mikabadei. Why don't we say the same concern? That he's sold avodas kochavim, and he sold avodas zara, and he's got money of avodas zara. That same concern exists for an ovid kochavim that exists for Yisrael. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Ovid Kochavim Amrinan Glima Zavin Zavin Chamra Zavin. By an Ovid Kochavim, we assume that no, he went and he sold clothing, wine. Not that he was selling anything related to Avodah Zarah, just clothing, wine, other items. He was just doing business. We don't assume that he was selling Avodah Zarah, so he doesn't have money of Avodah Zarah. So, for the Gemara, the obvious question, Yisrael Nami, Neme Emor Glima Zavin Chamra Zavin. Well, if you're going to say that about the Ovid Kochavim, why not say that about the Yisrael as well? So says the Gemara, E Isa da Havalei Hachav Mazbenle, because by Yisrael, if he had anything but Avodah Zarah to be dealing with, if he had a glima, if he had clothing to be dealing with, if he had wine to be dealing with, why would he go all the way to the Ovdei Kochavim to do business with them? He would have much preferred to do business with Jews. He would have much preferred to be selling it to us. By the fact that he was going and he was doing business with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that tells you that the kinds of items he had, the only clientele was the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. He didn't have any Jewish clients for what he was selling. Fine, says the Gemara Vayitzu. The Mishnah said va'ba'in mutarin, that when they're on their way, when they are coming, it is mutar. Amrav Shumel Lakish lo shanu ela she'in kshurin zebazeh. That's only true when they are not connected to, when they, you don't have groups of people traveling together. Aval kshurin zebazeh asurin. But if you have groups of people traveling together, then it's asur. Eimo daito lachso, because even though they're coming back from the Avod Zara, but if they're traveling in groups and they're not dispersing yet, so it's likely that they're going to go back. They're just taking a little field trip, but that they're going to go back. That's what happens when they're, that's what you have to assume when they're in groups. Fine. Nodos of the kan kinehem. So we said that the nodos, the difference between a node and a kankan, Rashi says over and over again on this daf, is a node. Rashi says over here, let's say in the second skinny line, nodos shel or, kankanim shel cheres. A node is a leather flask, and a kankan is made out of cheres, made out of pottery. And so nodos of the kachavim and kan kinehem. The it's where they keep their wine. So now we're going to discuss what the halachic status of nodos and kankanim that had wine that belonged to the chavim in it is. Tana Rabban, nodos of the chavim grudim chadashim mutarin. If it's grudim and chadashim, Rashi says grudim means that it was never lined with any pitch or anything like that. It's a very raw kli. And it's chadash, it's brand new, so it never has any other blios in it. So then it's going to be mutter. But yeshenim muzufafin asurin. But if it's old and yeshanim and muzufafin, and it's and it's lined with pitch, which Rashi explains means it's old or it's lined with pitch, then it's asur. Why? So Rashi explains, Yeshanim Muzufafin Klomar, O Yeshanim Omuzufafin, Asurin Yeshanim, Aidi Dekanes Ben Yayin Nesach Siman Meruba, Bala'ar. That the old ones, since they had Yayin Nesach in it for a long time, because of the Chavim had kept their wine in there for a long time, so we have to assume it has Blios of Yayin Nesach in it, and therefore it's going to be Aser. Umuzufafin, Afilu Bechad Zimna, Bala Zephas Liayin. And if it's Muzufafin, if it's lined with pitch, it's lined with some sort of tar, so then even but with one time, even if it's not so old, even if it's relatively new, just with one time it's already going to have blios of yayin nesach in it. So then it's going to be aser. Ovid kochavim rivvan v'ivdan v'naslan tochen yayin v'yisol amir agavav eno choshesh. But if you have an ovid kochavim who lines it with pitch and who is ma'abid the or, who tans the leather that they're going to use and puts wine into it, but there's a Jew standing over him and watching him the whole time, then you don't have to worry about anything. So, and what do you mean he's putting wine into it? So Rashi says, what's he putting the wine into it? Kein darkum ba'ucha zefes cham nosin yayin litol tamri rasa shel zefes. Doesn't mean he's keeping wine in there. It means as part of his lining it, part of his putting the pitch in, he needs to put a little bit of wine in there as well. Because if you think, Rashi says, just very simply, that if they were to just use a vessel that's lined with some sort of tar, all the wine that's going to go in there later is going to taste like tar. It's going to be disgusting. So part of their trick, what they would do to neutralize the taste of the tar, was to put some wine mixed with the tar so that the taste of the wine would neutralize the taste of the tar. That's what they tried to do. So if the Ovid Kochavim pours the wine in while he's lining it with the tar in order to neutralize the taste of the tar, and he sold Zomid Al Gabov, there's a Jew watching the whole time, Eino Choshesh, then you got nothing to worry about. So, frankly, Gemara v'chemi achar dovid chav nosin tochin yain ki yisrael lemer al gabim may havi. Wait a second. If the ovid chav is putting wine in there, so why does it help that a Jew is omid al gabim? If a Jew standing on top of him shouldn't help. It's yain esach. He's pouring wine into it. So, amar av papa achikamar ovid chav rivvan v'ivdon v'yisrael nosin tochin yain v'yisrael achar omid al gabim eno choshesh. No, what we really meant to say is that if an Ovid Kochavim is lining it with the tar, and Yisrael is the one that's adding the wine into the mixture in order to neutralize the taste of the tar, And as long as there's another Yisrael watching the whole process, then it's okay and you don't have to worry about anything. So, frak the Gemara, another Yisrael, what's this? Eidos? You need two people. If Yisrael is the one putting the wine in the first place, what do you need a second Yisrael, Omer al Gabav? That there's such a requirement for a second guy that's going to be Omer al Gabav. Answers the Gemara, Dilma Agav Tirde Menasech Velavadaite. Now, we're afraid that maybe because the first Yisrael is working, he's busy trying to figure out the exact cheshbon of how to put the wine in and making sure that it neutralizes the taste of the tar, he's not going to be paying such close attention, and the Ovid Chav might be able to slip some wine in there. So you need another Yisrael, Omer al Gabav, who's not doing anything, who could keep his eyes open and make sure that the Ovid Chav doesn't try to pull a fast one, doesn't try to put any wine in there. No, go back to the first way we said it. That it's the Ovid Chavim that's pouring the wine. What was our kasha? And that, it's Yayin Nesech, if there's an Ovid Chavim pouring the wine in there. He says, no, it's not, because what's he doing? He's not pouring wine in there for the wine to be kept in there. He's pouring wine in there to neutralize the taste of the tar. And therefore, at the time that he's throwing it in there, it's like throwing water into tit. It's like throwing water into plaster. It's got nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Yayin Nesech. If you look at Rashi, Kazorik Mayim Latit, what's the mashal? Sha'osu Yayin Holich Li'ibud. What we're trying to say is that wine is, when as soon as he pours it, it's Holich Li'ibud. It's gone forever. Bezefes, in the pitch, in the tar. Ubatal Taimo Kemayim, and the tam that Ubatal Taimo, and the tam of it is immediately batal. It's there as a neutralizer. It's not even there to give tam. It's just to neutralize the tam. So its own tam is also neutralized by the tam of the tar. Kemayim, and his son, Betit. Just like when you put water on plaster, shakalin me'elehen kishem misyave shatit, that the water immediately evaporates, goes away when the plaster dries. Harein ki'ilu lo hayu, says, as if it was never there. Af yayin zed, this wine also, kala b'lachluchas hazefes, ukshem misyave shazefes, kala me'elo v'shoven apolet. It just disappears on its own, and it's gone. It's never to be heard from again. You don't have to worry that when you later keep something in this jug, that the taste of the wine is going to come out into whatever you keep in this jug. No, that taste is gone. That taste has been neutralized by the Zephes, just as it neutralized the taste of the Zephes. So since it's gone forever, you don't have to worry about anything. It's totally mutter, even though it was a non-Jew who poured that wine. Fine. Amar Rav Papi, Shmami Nami Rav Zvid, what we see from Zvid is that Hay Ovid Chavim Deshad Dechamer LeBei Milchi De Yisrael Shari, that if a Jew poured the wine into the Bei Milchi, into a Bei Milchi of a Jew, what's a Bei Milchi? Rashi says a Kli Mali Melach, a Kli full of salt, which the wine will immediately get absorbed in and therefore be gone, so that's Mutter, that's fine. Maskar Rashi, Midami, Hasam Kasalibur, Hachalo Kasalibur. He says, wait a second, no, that's not the same. Over here, it's not really going gone, because it does change the taste of the salt, meaning you may not see a physical evidence of the wine after it gets absorbed in the salt, except for when you taste it. If you taste the salt, the tam is still going to be there. So how can you say that that's okay? So he disagrees, right? That's not a question that's waiting for an answer. He just disagrees. He says, I don't think that's correct. Tosos doesn't agree with Rashi's definition of Bei Milchi. He says, because what does this have anything to do with Zorig Mayim Latit? What's the comparison between putting wine into salt and putting water into plaster, where the water completely disappears? It should have been obvious to the Gemara at the outset that when you put wine into salt, that the wine, the taste of the wine is still there. So Tosos thinks that Bei Milchi means something else. Says the Kach Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Bei Milchi Makom Asiyas Hamelach, the place where they make the salt. The Kamar Papi Daf Pish Ovid Chav Mashuk Shem Yayin Hamelach Mutter Mneisha Or Sorfo the Kalasham, because there's fire there and they're burning at very high temperatures. So whatever wine you pour in there is immediately burnt on contact. So we're not talking about Stam a Kli full of salt. We're talking about where they refine the salt, where they make the salt, where there's high temperatures, and therefore the wine is going to be gone. Right? The Kalasham Kizorik Mayim Lutit Kigam Tama Yayin in the Nikarbu. And then you won't even taste the time of the ayin. How do we then understand the follow-up of the Gemara? How Rav Ashi disagrees with that? So it says Tosos for Rav Ashi Parich. Rav Ashi asked him that. Still not the same, because when you put it into the kalim with the plaster with the pitch, with the tar, the disgustingness of the tar totally neutralizes the wine. Over here, you're banking on the wine just disappearing, but there's nothing there to actually take away the taste of the wine if it doesn't completely disappear. The Ravashi's question is really just a rejection of the comparison, but it's not saying a definitive psak against Rav Papi. All he's saying is that you can't see anything from Rav Zvid's statement, but he's not saying that he disagrees necessarily with the halacha, that if the wine goes into a place of the Bay Milchi, of the, where they make the salt. And therefore it also says the halacha really does follow Rav Papi, that that it is mutter when it goes into the place where they make the salt. And we talk, therefore, salt bought from Ovdei Kechavim, it's what the Orthodox Union would call a type A ingredient. They have a list of ingredients that don't require hashgacha. Right, water doesn't require reshkacha, milk doesn't require reshkacha, if you hold like Rav Moshe. There are certain things that don't require reshkacha. So that is, he says, salt is absolutely mutter. You don't have to question about how it was made, because even though the minhag is, Tosfos says, that they would put blood in it during the process of the refining of the salt, doesn't matter, because we paskan like Rav Papi that anything that's put in during that process is immediately burnt anyway, just like we say the wine over here would be immediately burnt. So it doesn't have any effect on the taste, it doesn't have any effect whatsoever, it's going to be mutter. Fine, says Gemara weiter. Bar Adi Taya, Anas Hanu Ziki Mirav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Bar Adi, a traveling merchant, forcefully took certain kelim from Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. He borrowed them against Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef's will. So Ramabu Chamer, and he kept wine in there, and then he returned them. So he's a non-Jew, took these kelim, put his own wine in them, and then he returned the kelim. Also Shalbei Midrash, so Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef went to the Beis Medrash to ask, am I allowed to use my own kelim? They were taken by an Ovid Chavim, there was wine put in them. Did they become aser? Some of Rabbi Yumi, Kachor, Rabbi Yami, Allah, Lamaisim, Malan, Mayim, Shoshiyam, Mu'aran. He says, here's what you got to do. Fill it up with water for 3 consecutive days, meaning keep water in Me'es La'es for 24 hours, and then empty it, fill it again, keep water in for 24 hours, etc., for 3 consecutive days, and then it's going to be mutter. It's Avamarav, it's Tzarech La'ar Me'es La'es, right? You need to empty it out every 24 hours. Sav Mina Hanimili Didan, Aval Ditulo. So we originally thought that that's only if an Ovid Chavim took our Kalim, which were used for kosher wine so many times in the past, and it was just a temporary thing, a one-time thing, that it was used for non-kosher wine, where how much blios could there be already of non-kosher in it? So we said, okay, so for that we can rely on this filling it with water for 3 days straight. And obviously we're talking about cold water. Water is not going to stay hot for the whole day anyway. So we're talking about cold water, that he's just... obviously, when it was used, it was also cold. When it was used for the non-kosher wine, it was a cold usage. So the way to kasher it is with cold, but leave it there for 24 hours, 3 consecutive days. But we thought that that's only a heter. That only works if it's our kalim that are normally used for kosher, aval d'tu, but their kelim, which are normally used for non-kosher and therefore have many, many more blios of iser, I would think that it doesn't work. So kiyasu Rav, nam Rav Shimon Lakish, echad shalanu v'echad shalahem. And that's why when Ravin came, he said in the name of Rav Shimon Lakish, no, it works for their kelim as well. Savar Rav Acha Bered Rav Kaved Rav Ashi L'meimar Hanimili Nodo Savol Kankanim Lo. He thought to say, maybe this only works for leather flasks, but not for cheres, meaning the assumption is that when it comes to cheres, they're boleya more, they absorb more, and therefore you have to be concerned that they were balea too much tam of iser in order to be polate, in order to expel the tam just by 3 days of water. So Amar Le Rav Ashi, lo sha nodos lo sha kankanim, that doesn't make a difference. Even kankanim made out of cheres, this is going to be legitimate. In the Tshuva Suri Vash, quoted in the Beis Yosef in Yardei Sim Kuflam Zayin, he says yayin hakonos bit kankanu shalakum ad shalo shiro. If you kept your wine on in a kankan of an ovid kochavim, and then you before you kashered that kli, and then you removed it and you put it into your own kankan, that wine becomes asur b'shtiyah, and v'nasru gama kankanim b'israyayin, and now your kankan has become asur also, because that wine that received the tam of isur from the ovid kochavim jugs now gives over that tam of isur to your own kankanim v'tzrichemim hechsher gadol dahanim milu v'irui, and your own kankanim now need that hechsher of milu v'irui, of filling it up and emptying it out. So an additional chiddush that the Rivash suggests, that not only if your kankan was used with wine of ovid kochavim, but even if your wine was used with kankanim of ovid kochavim, and then the wine went into your own kankanim, even that we're going to require milu v'irui. And that's based on Yerushalmi. That's not based on the Bavli, but that takes this one step further. Fine, says the Gemara. Tan Rabban, kankanim shalov yichavim chadashim grudim mutarin yishanim zufafin asurin. So we said earlier that a kankanim of ovdei kochavim, if they're new and they're not lined with pitch, then it's going to be mutar. But if they're old or they're already lined with pitch, lined with tar, then it's going to be aser. Ovid kochavim nosin tochen yayin yishol nosin tochen mayim. If a ovid kochavim puts wine into them, a Jew then has to put the water into them. What does it mean, has to put the water in them? It means it needs milui v'irui. The Jew needs to kasher it by doing milui v'irui, by filling it up 3 times, 3 days in a row for 24-hour periods. Ovid kochavim nosin tochen yayin yishol nosin tochen sirum urius v'enu choshesh. But if an ovid kochavim put wine in there, and a Jew doesn't want to put water in there, but he wants to put fish brine or something like that, that could also kasher it. That could kasher it without the benefit of 3 days. That's an immediate kashering. If he puts something very sharp tasting, because we assume that can take away immediately, that will burn up whatever tam of yayin is already in there. The sharpness of it will burn up the tam of yayin. So yibayiluhu l'chachilo diyaved. That idea of putting tzir and morius in it, is that a din l'chachila or is that a din b'diyaved? So tashma, bring a raya to Tanya Rav Zud Baroshia. So that's a pretty explicit source. You want to know if it's l'chadchila b'diavad? Guess what? We have a braisa that says l'chadchila, so it's l'chadchila. Ba'amineh Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah me Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah asked from Rabbi Ami, Hechzirun l'kif shana'esh v'nis labnu mahu. What if they took the kli and they put it back into the furnace? They put it back into the kif shana'esh so it got totally burnt out. Samalei tzir sarif or lo kolshkein. He said, well, think about it for a second. If you put a little fish brine in it, we assume that burns out the taste of the wine. Of course, fire is going to burn out the taste of the wine, and that's going to be totally, totally mutter. Generationally, this sounds a little strange. Rabbi Dinasiya, that's Rabbi Danasi, or his grandson, right? That's the assumption always is that we call him Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya to distinguish him, even though that means Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's not Rebbe, that's the grandson of Rebbe. But he's speaking to Rabbi Ami over here. Rabbi Ami is Namora. So how does this work out? Rabbi Yehuda, the grandson of Rebbe, L'chora, was still from the Tanaim, was not in the generation of Rabbi Ami. So Tosfos points out, Nira de'enu Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya de Shara Mishcha. This is not the Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya we're going to see later, who is Matir Shemen Akum, the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah of Shara Mishcha. He also ben benosho Rabbeinu HaKadosh Haya, because that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah is the grandson of Rabbi. Vaf b'braisu niskar, and he's still the Tana. He's even mentioned in braisas. V'tani alav Rabbi Seinu v'tiroli nasei, and that's why in the braisa we mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah is the Rabbi Seinu. He's the rabbi that hitiroli nasei. U'betosefta nami garis Rabbi Yehuda hitiras Hashemen ela achrav haya v'shema ben benosho Rabbi Yehuda de gazer al Hashemen hava. He says maybe this is the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda that made the gzera with the shemen. I mean, maybe there's a second Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, a third Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right? Second one that goes by the name Nasiya. V'hu Rabbi Yehuda Nasi d'moy katan dekamras and dishti mayad achim kfeila arma v'shama rav. What is it? V'shama rav ami v'ikbid in moed katan. Also, we have a Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who has interactions with Rabbi Ami. So you see that there was a Rabbi Yehuda Nasi who lives in the generation of Rabbi Ami that's mentioned as an Amora, so maybe it's that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So not every time you see Rabbi Yehuda Nasi can you necessarily assume you know who we're talking about. Okay, in Ranami, the Gemara says as follows, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rami Lam, Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kan Kanim Shalav, Dik Chavim Shech Zivim, Likiv Shan Eish, Kivin Shan Osher, Zivsam Mehen Mutarin. If a Kan Kan of Rabbi Chavim gets returned to the fire, and the pitch, the tar starts peeling off, so then it's mutter, because it's burnt out. Then whatever time of yayin was in there is totally burnt out. Amar Ravashi, because the lining of the kli itself is starting to burn out. So Amar Ravashi, lo tema ad nisron al filu rafay mirfa afagav delo nasar. You don't have to say that the entire lining of the kli has to be completely removed, even if it's just starting to peel off. That's also good enough. That then you know that the time is already gone. Kinsa. What is kinsa? So Rashi says kinsa hichnis kismin dolkin letoch hakan kanat shenosh as if so. You didn't put it in the fire to burn it from the outside. You put flaming pieces of wood into the inside of the kli. Does that kasher it also? Or it has to be that you put it into the furnace where it's burning from the outside. So kinsa pligi beravach of Ravina. That's machlokes ravach of Ravina. Because when you're burning it from the outside and then the inside lining starts peeling off, you can be certain that the heat went all the way through the kli. But if you're burning it from the inside and the inside lining is peeling off, so you know that the inside lining is peeling off because the fire is right next to it. But do you know necessarily that the heat has gone through and through the kli and has removed all the yayin? So that's the machlokes. Pligi beravach of Ravina. We paskin like the one that says that it's aser. If you look at Tosos, Pirusha Kuntros Lo Dami Lechzir and Bekivshon the Hasam Kivin Shuskumim Bechutzah Shnosh Zivson Kvar Nislabe Nacheres. He says the chiluk I just said, that when you put it into the Kivshon, it's burning from the outside. You know that the entire cheres through and through is getting burnt. Avlahach Kivin Shemachlos Armi Befnim Yad Zivta Nosher Vechenad Mechavia Shalano. But when you're putting the fire from the inside, so of course right away the lining is gonna. That's the first thing to go. Before it burns through, umashma lepirusho ki imhayim asiku mi b'fnim ad shem hayez zefes mi b'chutz vayinosher kidai b'kach. Now, what Rashi sounds like is if it was lined, let's say, on the outside with pitch also, and you burn it from the inside, and the outside lining of pitch starts to peel off, that's vaday going to be mutter because then you know it went through and through. Tosfos says, but Rabbeinu Elchanan doesn't think so, because he thinks there's another concern over here, that maybe a person is going to try to have rachmanis on the kli. He's afraid that the kli is going to break, and therefore he's going to take it out of the fire, and he's not going to wait till it gets to that point. So therefore he says he doesn't think that that's going to work, that when you put the fire on the inside, he thinks that it's not so pashut, that's going to be different, even if it's lined on the one who says that it's not okay will not be moda if it's lined on the outside with tar. Now, if you look vayitzu Tosos, next Tosos, Vilchsa Kamandi Yasar says Tosos Bekola Torakula Amar Ravina Lekula V'Ravach L'Chumra Vilchsa K'Ravina. Interesting. I never knew this rule. Throughout all of Shas, we always have machloksim between Rav Acha and Ravina. Ravina is the Mekel, Rav Acha is the Machmir, and we always pass them like Ravina Lekula. So over here also, we have it's Pligiber Ravach of Ravina. One of them is Oser, one of them is Matir. So Tosfos first of all tells us we know who's who, because it's always like that. Ravina is always Lekula, Rav Acha is always Lechumra. So normally we always pass them like Ravina Lekula. So that's why the Gemara has to say over here, no, Hilchsa Kamandi Asar. Over here we're paskening like Rav Acha Lechumra, because the Gemara has to make a point of it, because normally by default we would always go the other way. Okay, so the Gemara Vayitri, Yibayilu, Ma'ali Tinatocho Sheikhar. Can you put beer in their kelim? So Rav Nachman, because we already discussed water, we discussed wine, we discussed tzir, right? Tzir would kasher it, wine is Asar. What about beer? Rav Nachman reviewed the Asar of Rav Ashar. Rav Nachman reviewed the Asar of Rav Ashar. His mother. Ravina Sharla Rabchia Braid Rav Yitzchak Lemir Beishichra. Ravina allowed Rabchia Braid Yitzchak to put beer in it. Azul Rav Bechamra, and then he went and he put wine in it. And we know wine is a problem. But still, he didn't start to say, oh, now we got to make a gezerah to change the whole thing. No, it was a one-time mistake. He didn't think that you have to make a gezerah now, that if you allow them to put beer, they're going to put wine in it also. I'm a krabi alma. We said it happens. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna Havale Hanu Mani De Pakusna Malinu Maya and Chinu B'Shim Shapaku. He had these kelim. He filled them with water and didn't just fill them with water to kasher them, but put them out in the sun, to bake in the sun, and then they cracked. He said, well, what do you have to be such a machmir for? I never told you have to put them in the sun. So now you made them asr forever. Not really asr forever. It means you destroyed them. They can never be used again because you decided to be such a machmir. What did you have to do that for? The Rabban said you should fill it with water. No one ever told you to put it in the sun. Klei neser Which are can never become tahar. My klei neser. What are klei neser? I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. Klei mechafura shel tzrif. It's from a place where they mine a certain type of element from, a type of very hard ground. So kelim made from that ground. It's there's no way to ever kasher it. The bei parzuk rufila anas hani kuvim mepumbedisa. The bei parzuk rufila forcefully took away certain kelim from pumbedisa. Rambu chamer. They put their own wine in it. These of the chav and put their own wine in it. And then they return the kelim. Also shalul Rav Yehuda. So they went to ask Rav Yehuda the shayla: are we allowed to use these kelim or not? Amar davishen machnisa l'kiyumhu. Though what they put in wasn't meant to stay there for a long time. Meshachshun mayim mein mutar. So all you got to do is rinse them out with water, and it's going to be mutar. Amar aviravirahani chas v'yishchimi darma'i. These black pictures of the Armenians. Kiven de lo baldi tuva meshachshun mayim mutar. Since they're not really balaya so much, you could just rinse them out with water and it's going to be mutter. Amar of Papi, Hani pas vasa de be michsi, kivin de la bala tuva, mishashchem mayim mutarin. These cheres kalim of be michsi, since also they're not balea very much, rinse them out with water and it's good enough. Kasi, if you have kosos, Rashi says we're talking about kosos, drinking cups made out of pottery, and it's not meant to keep things in for an extended period of time. You just put a drink in and you take a drink from it, and that's it. Rav Asi Asar, Rav Ashi Shari, Machloks, Rav Asi and Rav Ashi. Ishasibu Ovikhavim, if an Ovikhavim drank from it, Pam Rishon Kuliyam Lo Pligidi Asar. The first time he drinks from it, everyone agrees it's Asar. Ki Pligi Pam Sheni, the Machloks is the second time. Ikadamri, others say no, Pam Rishon Vesheni Kuliyam Lo Pligidi Asar. That if he drank from it the first two times, then it's going to be asr, because since it's still, he's the one using it at the very beginning, so we assume it's still able to be balea more, and therefore it's going to be asr. Ki pligi pam gimel, the machlokes is, what if he was the third one who drank from it? Vehilchsa pam rishon v'sheni asr, gimel mutar. The halacha is, if he was the first one to use it, or the second one to use it, it's going to be asr, but if he was the third one to use it, then it's going to be mutter. Now, as we said, Rashi explains that kasi is drinking glasses that are not machnisa l'kiyum, that you don't plan on using them for a long time. And Tosfos points out, l'fize nagu alam litan mayim b'kli cheres chadash l'hashos bo zman gadol kodem shishtamshu b'm yayin l'fishim yigabem ovikav makakach lo yitztarich iroi. He says, based on this Gemara, the idea that as long as a Jew is the first one to use it, and the second one to use it, and the third one to use it, then it's for sure okay. So that's why when we buy glasses, he says, our minig is, we fill it with water and leave the water in there for a long time so that all the blios will come from that. And then we don't have to worry if later on Novi Kochavim touches it and Novi Kochavim messes around with it, because it's already totally saturated with our own blios. But Tosus himself rejects that interpretation of Kasi. We're out of time. But Tosus has a different interpretation. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up from Amar Rav Zvid tomorrow. Tomorrow we're back to full time tomorrow? Do we? 6 to 6:45.